AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Baltimore's remaining calm after another night of curfew. 10 p.m., everybody's supposed to be off the streets unless they're going to work or have a medical emergency. A reporter asked Baltimore Police Commissioner Anthony Batts whether residents could, say, stand outside on their front porches during their curfew hours.
This is not playtime. This is a serious time. You don't bring in state government and the National Guard to be playtime. We expect you to be inside your residence.
Meanwhile, protesters are planning big demonstrations in Baltimore and around the country today over the death of a black man in police custody earlier this month. We're also learning that one of the Baltimore City police officers suspended following Freddie Gray's death had been hospitalized 3 years ago after concerns about his mental health. The mother of his child raised those concerns. She, too, was a police officer. A police spokesman says he cannot comment on any possible personnel matters. Police officers in Atlanta shot and killed a woman who first fired at them while sitting in the back of a patrol car, according to authorities. Our Philip Lucas is in Atlanta.
Two Atlanta police officers were responding to a call about a stolen car, and they found this car in a parking deck and saw a woman sitting in it. They took the woman into custody, drove her to a downtown Atlanta precinct, and that's when they said that the woman fired at least two shots at them.
Police say it's unclear how the woman was able to fire a gun while in the patrol car. They say they're investigating whether she'd been handcuffed. Overseas now to Nepal, where more than 6,000 people are now known dead in the weekend earthquake there. Nearly three-quarters of Americans say it is acceptable for the U.S. to use an unmanned aerial drone to kill an American citizen abroad if that person has joined a terror organization. That's according to our new poll. This is AP Radio News. The only spacecraft ever to orbit Mercury has ended up crashing into the planet. Here's our Ed Donahue.
NASA's Messenger plunged from orbit and slammed into Mercury at about 8,000 miles an hour and left a crater about 52 feet across. Messenger started orbiting the closest planet to the sun in 2011. Fuel eventually ran out, and the relentless pull of gravity did it in. Messenger was used to detect Mercury's frozen water-covered poles, its significantly off-center magnetic field, and volcanic deposits that are evidence of the planet's eruptive past. Messenger's Twitter feed said, "Well, I guess it's time to say goodbye." I'm Ed Donahue.
All right. Well, we're learning that President Obama has chosen his hometown of Chicago to host his future presidential library. This comes from two individuals with knowledge of the decision. They say the library will be built on Chicago's south side. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.